My God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, 'cause my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful. God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode. Matt with Erlane and the Automotive Truth.
Hello, people.
Welcome back to another episode.
And we're back.
I'm Matt Pollard.
I'm Erlane Pollard.
And this is Matt with Erlane.
And the Automotive Truth. Yeah, that would be us.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
We missed you last week. Sorry.
Yes.
I don't get any time off. I'm exhausted. Sorry.
Yeah. A lot of work in this season.
And Sunday's definitely not a day off.
Yeah. So we're at church for most of the day. And then we come home after doing whatever we need to do, go to the store, eat dinner. And then we come talk to you all.
Yes, absolutely.
And do this Automotive Truth thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got overrated and underrated rants.
Yes.
The book.
Mm-hmm. World's Cars.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That book. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
And we're trying to add some stuff to our podcast. We're trying to add some other stuff that we can maybe watch on YouTube or.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of stuff on social media, of course.
Yeah.
She likes the ones where like people. Like hack their cars or something like that? Like car hacks?
I so enjoy those posts. They make me laugh. A lot of them are very questionable.
Well, pretty dangerous.
Most of them are sketchy. Yes. But it's like, wow, okay, somebody really took the time to think this, to think about this. But yeah, so I want to share some of those things with you. And so that's coming up in the future where we can see it on our screen in the back and talk about it. Yeah, and make fun of it.
Make fun of it.
It's all in good fun. All in good fun.
It goes straight how cheap people really are.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy.
Anything to save a penny.
Oh, man. Actually, we'll get into that, too. About maintenance.
Sure.
All right. Overrated, underrated.
Okay. So, my first thing I put up was Secret Santa. How do you feel about that?
I think it's underrated.
I think so, too. I have a good time with Secret Santa. Yeah, I love it.
I don't think enough people do it.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's an awesome way to interact with your coworkers.
Correct.
And
bonding.
Yeah, bonding. And so, and also a great way to save some money. You don't want to go buying gifts for everybody,
yeah,
you know?
That's true,
though,
too, right?
Some of us get into this Christmas spirit and get into the spirit of broke. The spirit of Christmas leads us to the spirit of being broke.
Yeah, well, if you do that, you're already in the spirit of broke.
Well,
you definitely don't save your money.
People make mistakes, and that's so. Anyways, I appreciate Secret Santa.
Yeah, I do
for
too.
That.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
So
underrated.
It's underrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
GoFundMe pages.
So GoFundMe pages are, I mean, I guess everybody can do a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, of course.
Anybody can. So you create a website saying that you're in need of whatever it is that you're in need of. But I say they're overrated because.
Do you think they're abused?
They're abused. Absolutely. That's where I'm going. Or GoFundMe pages are, I mean, you don't know if they're telling the truth. You don't know if there's a real need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As a Christian and a person living for God, you should be able to discern. There's something called discernment.
Correct.
Discern whether it's real or whether there is a need or not. And then, you know, be knowledgeable in what you give.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. But if you got it, you know, don't let your blessing be held back, you know, because if you bless, you will be blessed. That's just what it is.
Sow the seed.
So GoFundMe pages are overrated in a sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're underrated.
You think they're underrated?
Yeah, I don't even know if too many people know about them. Do you think a lot of people know
about them? Oh my God, yes. Really? Have you been on social media? Like,
no.
Everywhere? Yeah, well, that's that's why he doesn't know, y'all, because he's not often on social media.
Nope. If it ain't a dirt bike, I ain't watching it.
Yeah, only to post his motocross stuff or NASCAR or something.
Yeah. That's so all for me, man.
He doesn't see these GoFundMe pages.
Sorry.
Moving on. Potluck dinners. Now, potluck dinners are, although I do enjoy them and I enjoy going to them, but I can't eat off of everybody's food. I don't know. How's your kitchen? without being rude or nasty, you know. But I always say, you know, bless your food. You bless your food, you'll be all right. But then again, how do you feel about potluck dinners?
Oh, I don't care. I'm not gonna eat a lot of the food anyways. I'm just a picky eater in general. But,
yeah,
but,
he is.
But I don't know. I don't think enough people do them.
True.
I think it's an underrated thing.
It is. I guess it's an underrated thing. But then there's those that, you know, are particular about, just like you, but particular about who cooks your food and where it comes from and who's making it. I don't blame people for that. You got to be cautious.
I don't even go to some restaurants.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Very true.
All right. Christmas decorating.
Definitely underrated because I love to decorate. Although,
I'll tell you what, down here, man, everybody decorates. It is a different world.
Yes, yes, I love it. Like, most of the neighborhood is lit up right now.
It sure is. I love it.
It's lit up and it's beautiful. And it's, you
know, there's tree lighting ceremonies.
Oh my God.
There's parades. Oh man.
All of it. All of it. I embrace all of it. It's underrated in my state.
Like embracefootwear.com?
Go to the website, y'all. Go to embracefootwear.com. Go there. Be kind to your feet.
Yes. Don't be a jerk to your feet. That was awesome.
Yeah. So, decorating for Christmas is definitely underrated.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, underrated.
Mm-hmm. It's the most wonderful time.
We play this game like through the day. Like, that was overrated. That was underrated. All right. You want to go to rants?
I do. I have a rant.
Oh, wait. Our button. Ready? Oh. Rants.
Mm-hmm. So it's rant time.
You can't hear YouTube. Sorry.
So, but you'll be able to see in the future. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Give and take.
Yeah, give and take. So my rant is, I know that we're still, I'm putting my quotes up, y'all.
Your air quotes.
My air quotes.
Yes.
Under, in a pandemic. I don't claim that. I'm just repeating it. Somebody said it. But why are people driving around with masks on? Why? You are in your car. You are in your car by yourself. And you have, maybe they forgot to take it off. Somebody help me.
Maybe they farted.
Somebody help me. Why are you in your car with a mask on? That's
crazy. We were at a restaurant and there's outside seating and this lady is sitting with her mask on outside.
By the way, people are way over on the other side. They're not even near anybody. And they're sitting outside. God help me. God help me. I understand that people are still trying to be safe, but my God.
Yep.
That's just paranoia.
There's people that wear gloves and these. What are those things you put on your hair so you don't get your hair wet?
Oh, hair nets?
Yes.
Oh,
they
God.
They got those hair
them.
Things on. And,
help them, oh, Jesus. Lord. Okay, but besides that, I don't get the mask in the car. I don't get the mask in the car. I mean, unless they're like Ubering or, no, they're alone in the car. I've seen them alone in the car. I'm trying to make excuse for crazy people.
Yes.
Or I shouldn't say people, for crazy people, for people. I'm making excuses.
Well, you know which way they voted. So I don't really have a rant.
Okay, good.
I just get over it. Sometimes I do.
I got to rant. I gotta blow some steam, y'all. I got to rant when something comes up, and I got to rant about it. That's how.
Well, that's good.
That's my therapy.
People like your rants.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be a show without it.
I guess not. Right? I guess not. Although sometimes we miss rants.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do. We'll have to keep better notes or something. Mm. Do you want to get in the book early?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Do you have time?
Yeah. Let's do it. So let me grab this.
So
here without.
And then we got 5-star reviews.
Yeah, you want to hold on to that? I don't want to.
So
shuffle everything over.
World's worst cars.
Yes, the world's worst made built cars is what.
Is that what it's called?
My book is. Yeah. So this wonderful piece of machinery, here we go, is the Hyundai Stellar. And what is Hyundai? Matt Pollard.
It's South Korean.
It's Korean, yeah. Korean car. And the book says that this is one of Hyundai's first cars. So now I understand why Hyundai gets such a bad rap.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
Since this Hyundai first came out, they've gotten a bad rap.
Like, absolutely. It's
the worst car. And then after the Rodney King thing, when he was driving in the Hyundai, it just got a bad rap. It just did, the Hyundai. Matt and I worked for Hyundai for a little smidgen for a little while, and it was actually great. It was
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, they cover everything.
I know.
Yeah, it comes with a 100,000-mile warranty. Now, I'm sure you all know if you've seen on TV, the first owner, 100,000 miles. The second owner gets a 50,000, 60,000, 50,
five
help
year.
Me, 5 years, 60,000-mile warranty.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's like, anyway, so Hyundai Stellar, this vehicle was.
I don't really remember this car.
Yeah, it looks like my Stanza.
It does. Yeah. It does. It's square.
My That's old Stanza. Cool. Hyundai Stellar from 1984 to 1991. It is top speeds of 98 miles per hour.
Wow.
And let's see, the fuel economy was 29 miles to the gallon.
That's awesome.
And like I said, it's a four-door. It was a four-door vehicle. And like I said, it's a Korean car. So it says Korea's answer to the Ford Cortina. I guess this was the
Ford version?
The Ford version, right.
Like or the class they were going after.
The competition was the Ford Cortina. So it says Korea's answer to the Ford Cortina was exactly that. A car that more or less emulated Ford's family favorite in every way. With boxy styling, McPherson struts at the front, and a live rear axle on coil spring. The Stellar wasn't bound for stardom. Indeed, it was totally anonymous in almost every respect, while its bouncy ride and unpredictable handling did it few favors. Initially, it was fairly popular among Europe's middle classes, as it offered plenty of space and comfort for not much outlay. But the rear spring mount started to rot out. The doors crumbled into piles of iron oxide, and the Mitsubishi copy gearboxes jumped out of reverse. So you're putting your vehicle in reverse, and I'm guessing that's a manual, right?
Yeah.
And it pops out of gear while you're putting it in reverse. Okay, so that's what it did. And buyers realized that they bought a car that was less attractive than it first seemed. Despite its awfulness, the Stellar was a critical car in the motoring history, introducing Hyundai to a raft of new European markets and helping the Korean manufacturer grow to be the force it is today. The truth is, it's just a shame that it was Stellar that kickstarted things for Hyundai. As for all other reason, it simply doesn't deserve to be remembered. Dang.
Man, I mean, Hyundai came a long way.
That's rough.
So
that's
the CEO of Hyundai is Toyota North America's old CEO.
There you go.
So that's why they're actually having an uptick. I mean, there's some beautiful cars now.
Yeah.
So the other ones we were reading didn't really evolve, is that a good word?
Right, yeah.
Like, they didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They just failed.
They just stopped and they stopped making them.
Now look at this brand.
Yeah. So Hyundai continued to go and go. It says, this Hyundai Stellar is parked on the surface of the moon. The driver lost control on a damp roundabout and ended up spinning there. I guess it didn't have good traction. There was something over here I wanted to read about it that was pretty hilarious that the writer wrote in this book. When Ford mounted a live rear axle on coil spring, it engineered enough play into the system to avoid unpredictable oversteer. Hyundai didn't think of this, though. And on icy roads, the Stellar spun like a drunken figure skater. You got to love the humor in this this writer. Amazing. So there you have it. The Stellar, the Hyundai Stellar from 1984 to 1991.
All the cars looked the same back then.
Yeah.
Square, boxy, four-door.
It looks like a Nissan Sentra. It also
Corolla,
looks like
the kind of like a Celica back then.
The Datsun.
Yeah, they all look the same back then. Yeah. That's pretty cool. They all look the same now. So. Yeah,
that's true. Very true. Don't let them be white. They really look the same. Yeah.
We're driving to church. We had, let's see, like, what, 15 white cars in a row. She's like, look at all the white cars.
We're trying to cross over to get into the driveway of the church, and we have to, it's a busy highway. So they're coming. I'm like, what is this? Like a parade of white cars.
Yeah, it sure was.
And only us would notice the cars on the street.
We won't be there much longer, so
yes,
we have to embrace footwear.com the time we have left there.
Okay, yeah. Embrace footwear.com. Yes, we are moving into a new location, Freedom Temple Pentecostal Church. We'll continue to be on YouTube, but we will be in another building where there's more room, more offices.
Sunday school rooms.
Yes, Sunday school rooms, big things.
Yes,
it's
awesome.
And to God be the glory. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Where our pastor is.
His vision is just amazing.
Yeah, his vision. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait, and I'm so happy we're part of it.
Amen.
Even though I'm 2 hours away.
Yeah,
but I'm still part of it.
That's it. I don't care how far we are. That's where our roots are.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. What else we got here?
Let's. I want to talk about like
our topic.
Educating people on like maintenance.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if advisors are scared to tell people what their car, even their oil change.
Right.
So we're at, what, 10,000 mile intervals?
Right, yeah.
And people come in, they're like, I'm here for my oil change.
Synthetic oil in most cars, yeah.
But they're here, even BMW, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Honda. Honda's got the A1, A2, A3, right. B1, B2, B3. Like, if they're coming in, they don't know their car needs. It's just the light came on, boom. So they're like, I need an oil change. They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
So people assume, well, they said I needed an oil change, so I wrote up an oil change.
You know what I think it is? First of all, it comes from, I said it, it's in my notes somewhere, bad habits in the service department.
Correct.
It just trickles down to wherever it was, wherever the teaching or the managing was.
Okay.
It trickles down, right? Because there's even writers that I've heard that said, oh, I didn't know that. That's not how I was taught, or
correct.
Or that's not what I heard, or whatever. So it all trickles down from where the teaching and the mentor and the leading comes from.
Yes.
And also, you know, because sometimes I can speak for myself. I'm a service advisor, so I can speak and say sometimes the customer is telling you. The customer is telling you what they want done.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It is our space or our responsibility to educate them.
Yes.
But a customer's going to want what he wants.
That's fine. But you still got to educate him.
Yeah.
You know, they still got to say, okay, well, you're not due for the oil change for another 5,000 miles.
Right.
Well, I want it changed.
Right.
Okay. You got to pay for it.
Right. Right.
You're due for this. You're due for this. You're due for this. Like,
had a customer come in on Saturday saying that a young lady, she young lady in a brand new 21 4Runner, and she goes, no, I was told that the first oil change has to be done at 5,000 miles, and then after that, you'll start doing it at 10,000. Every 10,000, because someone told her that the oil that comes from the factory was not synthetic. And that's a lie.
That is a lie.
That's a lie. And so I said, you know what? That's not what it is. But you know what? It's okay. What we'll do is we'll go over your 5,000 and do your 10,000. You're losing out on a service, but you want to change your oil. Yeah. We'll oblige. We'll do what you like us to do. But that's not true. Whoever told you that is
not. Yeah. And it's just so amazing how a salesman can say something, but then they come to service and we don't know what we're talking about.
Right. Then why are you here?
We're the ones that maintain your automobile. We sell the second car. You know what I mean?
Very true.
So, but if you don't recommend those items and something happens, then we are responsible.
That's right.
If you don't recommend the alignment and the tires wear out, we're responsible.
We're going to get blamed either way. They're going to come blame us. Well, you didn't tell me. Nobody told me. I didn't know.
Nobody told me how to rotate my tires. That's nobody told me I need my air filter. Nobody told me I need an alignment.
Right.
Yep.
Well, damn it, we do it, damn it, we don't.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day. So, okay, a plumber can come into your home and put your hot water heater in and charge you, you know, $300 in labor plus the part. You don't question the dude. You sign the bill. Off he goes.
Right.
I'm telling you, you need an AC compressor. It's $300 labor and it's $300 for the part. You're arguing with me.
Right.
Oh, what do you mean it's this much labor? What do you mean this is the part?
It's only in the automotive. Yes. Why is that? And it's the most thing that you need.
Correct.
You need to get to work.
Yeah, if you can't go to work, you're not paying for the hot water heater.
Right. Hello. My goodness. Yeah,
it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, it is. Our job is tough. It definitely is. It definitely is. But we've been doing it for many years.
You know, and then we have people, you know, where we are now, we have amazing staff, but they're young and they haven't been in the business long. So it's like, well, you just wait and see how many... Yeah. You just wait and see.
Yeah, but you know what I like about our crew is that they're eager.
They're go-getters.
They're go-getters. They are not going to sit down and they want to learn. They'll be like, well, show me whatever it is that I have to do. So how can I do this? Well, even this week, someone took the initiative to say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't sit next to this one so I can learn a little more. Maybe I should, I need to know. I need to get my sales up. I need to, we love those guys. They're doing an awesome job. And there's something to say about young service advisors or young people in the automotive.
Hungry ones, man. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah, because when those older ones come in and they've been doing it for so many years, they're just, you know, stuck in their ways.
And they don't want to change.
Exactly. Those are hard people to hire, hard people to work with, too.
Yeah, you can't motivate them. You can't turn their habits. You know, they know everything.
That's right. Well, yeah, I've been doing this for...
sounds like your lane. I've been doing this for 27 years. Tell me how to ride on a road.
Don't tell me. Well, he mentions that because a couple of days ago, I had one of the technicians...
I forgot all about it. So
came,
she just said
yeah,
that.
Came to me, and I had written up the repair order for the blower motor. The blower motor wasn't blowing out air like it should, and I wrote down at times it's not blowing out as it blowing out air. It heats or cools, but not blowing the air out. Right?
Yes.
Blow was in that sentence at least three times, and he still comes over and tells me, "Well, that's not what the RO says because it's working intermittently." I said, "Well, it must be." When I went back out there to talk to him, I said, "Well, then it must be working intermittently." I just got off the phone with her, asked her again, and it's saying that it's. She said that it's blowing intermittently sometimes. Well, that's not what it says here. I said, "Well, it says blows." At times, not blow. I mean,
they're just lazy.
How else did you want me to write? And then I came back to the desk so angry.
Yep.
And I said, I've been doing this for 26 years. Don't tell me how to write my repair order. And that's why he said that.
It was funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm like Dr. Phil in there.
Yeah.
Anyways, I love it, though. but yes. Those are just habits people have to break.
Bad habits.
And then educating the guest is very important.
Yeah. And we talked about this before. You know, you got to know what you know, what you're saying. You know, even on Saturday, I made a little misstep. The gentleman came in, and it was a flex fuel Tundra.
Also needed an oil change.
And needed an oil change. And I said, what did Erlene say? I swore up. No, it don't. I know. Not in that way, but no, sir. You need, and so I sold to Lindsay. Lindsay, you mind helping me out? You mind vouching for what I'm saying? And he was like, "Oh no, Erlene, it's a flex fuel." Listen,
It only gets the oil change if you use the alternative fuel, though.
Okay, so which he didn't either. He said he didn't.
Yeah, so then he's good.
So anyways. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Listen, I say that I'm wrong. I suck it up and say, okay, all right, you know, I was wrong. I apologize. I didn't realize it was a flex fuel and, you know, whatever. But I was standing my ground. And I said, Lindsay, come over and
bail me
and,
out.
And vouch for me. He was like, no, Arlene. He's right.
He couldn't say something sooner. You knucklehead.
He's sitting there watching the whole thing.
He's letting you dig your grave.
He sure was.
He's like, dig that foxhole, girl.
He sure was.
He's like,
he's like, I'm not gonna say nothing to Arlene because she's gonna yell at me.
Don't you interrupt me when I'm talking to a customer.
Oh man. Oh. Y'all, this is me. You take it or leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, I took it for 19 years. So
yes,
I'm good.
He did. And he's still loving it.
I don't care. You're outside my office door now.
Oh man. So the bad habits in the service department, what other bad habits you've seen in the...
Over my years? Laziness, man. Not walking customers to the cashier. Not walking customers to the car. Not going over the payboard. Not answering the telephone.
Right. The telephone is a big thing. You know, we even have little stickers over some of the phones that say, pick me up. I make you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and a lot of times it is all about perspective.
Correct.
It might seem like we're being lazy, but we're on a constant go, go, go. We're on a constant thinking about what's the next step in whatever conversation we're going to have with somebody. So we're constantly running. And so sometimes it may seem like, you know, that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing at that very moment because of perspective, you know?
Correct.
You know, we're not picking up the phone because we're trying to put up an estimate together, on the computer. We're writing up a repair order or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. you know, because it's a continuous moving job.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, always something.
Always thinking, always moving, always calculating.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll build it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to tell the story. We got another little segment, History of Automotive Truth, that I want to share with y'all. We heard it on the...
There's this radio station, Air One, down here. Yeah. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's like K-Love for all you that listen to
Christian music.
K-Love is another great...
radio station.
Christian radio station that plays all over the world, right? It's all over the world.
I guess so.
But that was the first Christian state radio station that we ever listened to.
Correct.
And now that we're in Texas, this Air One station is equally, and it's great.
Yeah.
And it's Caleb does have a radio station. Yeah. It's not just
there's internet. A lot of yeah. Christian stations out here.
Yeah. So History of Automotive Truth. You want to tell the story?
Well, he can.
Okay.
It just sounds better if you do.
Okay, so here we go. I got to tell me twice. So we're listening to the radio, and so the commentator or whoever he is on the radio was talking about, I think he was talking about faith or something at the end, but he told a story about Henry Ford. And so Henry Ford, at one of his factory plants, one of the machines stopped working, and it's an assembly line.
Correct.
One machine stopped working, and so Henry picks up the phone and he calls Charlie, who was one of his handymen.
Charlie was one of the inventors, actually, of the assembly line.
There you go. So he was like the main guy to fix everything. And so he calls Charlie up, and then so Charlie goes to the machine and he begins to tinker. And then after a few minutes, he hits a switch and the machines start working.
Yes.
And the assembly line continues to go. So Charlie sends Henry Ford a bill for $10,000. And so Henry Ford writes to Charlie and says, Charlie,
don't you think $10,000?
Don't you think $10,000 is a lot of money just for tinkering for a few minutes? And Charlie wrote back and said, tinkering $10, knowing where to tinker $9,990. Amazing. Epic.
That's awesome.
And I said, oh my God, we got to tell this story.
She was writing it while we're driving down the road.
We got to tell this story. It's amazing. It's what you know. It's paying for knowledge. Right. You're paying for knowledge and understanding.
Yeah,
that's really
absolutely
cool.
Right.
Really cool. I hope you like the story because I sure enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was cool. There's a lot of memes and stuff talking about how, technicians do the job in 2 hours and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing. But that's where it started from.
Same difference. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly
is
where
what
it started
you
from.
Know. You're paying for what you know.
All right, let's hit up five star review here.
Okay. Did you have one?
No, this was your phone.
Oh.
Yeah, you asked me to hold it.
All right. So we're going to go to this one is what I had in mind.
Which one you got there?
This one right here.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. So love it. Five star review. Love it. I love the chemistry they both have and the knowledge on the subject. It's a pleasure to listen to you and of great learning.
Ooh, who's it
well,
from?
Thank you. It's from Abdiel Kata 9.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Abdiel Kata. Thank you.
Yes, thank
you. We appreciate your five-star review. And keep sending them in, y'all.
Yes, keep sending them
in. If you're on Apple, there's a place where you can go right there. If you're listening to us on your on Apple Podcast, you can do your review right there and then.
Yeah, do the review on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's important. That's how we get ranked, to be honest with
you. That's right. And we ranked 114.
Yeah, 114.
Isn't that something? Little old us.
Little 114. Old us. Two little nobodies. And, you know, Spotify. Go to Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, and share. Please share it.
Share, like, subscribe. Yes. Yeah.
And then come back for more.
And support the show because we love doing this, y'all. We absolutely love it. We have fun doing it. We have fun sharing. And
talking about our stories.
And talking about our stories, absolutely.
And God then let us know what you want to know more of, too. You want to know more of something?
Send in some comments or something.
Yeah, we'll hit the topic. Or we'll just keep doing our thing until someone else texts us, calls us, or leaves a comment.
That's right.
All
right,
y'all. Until next time, we out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.